Well, good day. It's Monday, April the 8th. This is Captain Marty here. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to try to tell you what happened over the weekend in our weekend wrap-up. A lot of variety, not a whole lot of numbers, and a fair amount of wind. I'll be right back.
Real. That's the first word that comes to mind when I think about Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor. Yeah, they're the first and last place you see coming to and leaving the Outer Banks on Highway 64 in Dare County, but they're also real when it comes to fresh local seafood. Troy Outland, real. Curtis and Josh, real. The Indoor Crab Shedders, real. Stop by and see for yourself right next to White Shopping Center and check them out on social media. Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor, real.
Are you ready for a fishing thrill like no other?
Oh, there he is! There he is! Oh, got him up!
As seen on WikiTune Outer Banks, the Carolina Girl, captained by majestic Jesse Anderson, is a custom, luxurious, 53-foot Jarrett Bay-built boat running out of Hatteras Harbor Marina. Let Jesse and her crew give you a fishing experience of a lifetime. Book a trip, go online to CarolinaGirlSportFishing.com. Carolina Girl Sport Fishing, your offshore adventure awaits. Okay, offshore fishing. We always start with the offshore fishing, and the wind was steady. I talked to Michaela down at Oregon Inlet Fishing Center, and I talked to, I think her name was Elaine, and they were just telling me some boats did try to go, but it was just too much wind, and so we didn't get by out, and same thing in Hatteras. We've been having, still having bluefin tuna out there, although that's got to come to an end soon. Not very many yellowfins yet, not very many blackfins, a few of each, but by and large, the weekend was a washout for offshore and near shore. You know, down in Hatteras, we've been having some king mackerel, some amberjack, some false albacore, things like that. But I could not find a report from down that way either. So I was told by the fishing center that weather is looking better. Things are going to warm up. We're going to get the wind back around out of the south for a few days this week. And it's the time of year when the tuna, the yellowfin tuna, should show up in good numbers. So we'll see. We dropped back up onto the beach, though, for surf fishing, pier fishing. There was, again, a few of everything, not a whole lot of anything, but there were black drum, a few black drum down on Hatteras Island, and a few puppy drum as well. A little bit of a sea mullet bite. Again, most of that south of Oregon Inlet. A few small sharks just about everywhere. A few puffers, and there were some bluefish. And when I'm talking about surf fishing, I'm talking about bigger bluefish, 11 pounders, something like that. A few of those being caught, so that's all good too. We did have some stuff going on back in the sound. I'll tell you all about that in just a moment.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
Hey, I'm Captain Marty. There's a great event coming up at Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese. They're hosting a fish and flea market Saturday, April the 13th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., all to benefit the OBX SPCA. There'll be fishing gear, marine supplies, and water sports equipment for sale. It's free to the public. There'll be a raffle with prizes from local businesses, and some of our furry friends from the SPCA will be there too. For more information, check out Safe Harbor's social media. Safe Harbor's Fishing Flea Market, Saturday, April the 13th in Wanchese. Okay, so back in the sounds, you had to find a sheltered area, and that's true for the rest of today's fishing report. It wasn't a day for open water fishing too much, but there are some folks that found some sheltered water up in the creeks and estuaries and caught some very nice speckled trout. Now, this is going to be a connoisseur's fishery. People that know what they're doing, know where to go. It's just not for the faint of heart, but the rewards are great. Some beautiful speckled trout. I saw some 3 and 4 pounders. Also a few puppy drum being caught. Taylor bluefish in the sound. A few Taylor blues, just a pound and a half size bluefish. And I saw a sheephead. I don't know how many sheephead were caught, but I did see a sheephead. So Same thing, a pretty good variety, not a lot of numbers, and you're limited in where you could fish. Again, this coming week is looking a lot better, so we'll see what happens there. And as far as our inland report goes, I only had one report I saw, and that's my old buddy Charlie Ainge up there from the Soul Hunters at Fountain of Life Church. Those guys are serious about their hunting and fishing. He caught a 6-pound largemouth bass. So good going, Charlie. That's a nice one for sure. And when it warms back up and the wind falls out, we'll see that crappie bite resume, which has been pretty good. So we got that to look forward to as well. Plenty of stuff to do. You're not going to catch fish in the motel room, so go out and wet a line, book a charter boat, get out on the water. You won't regret it. This is the time of year when everything's fixing to bust loose, and that's my report for you on this Monday.